celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
We're all very excited today, including Gurney, the bird. We all bring our pets into work, and that includes Joey Villani, who brings in Gurney. But Gurney can't come in the studio because Gurney is sometimes out of control.
And yeah, he's a little loud.
He's out of control today, and I think it has something to do with the fact that we're going to be talking to casting producers from America's Got Talent today, and we're going to be sending five animal acts to the front of the line for auditions for America's Got Talent in the 10th season, which is just coming up around the corner. So you want to stick around for that. And by the way, I remind you, the Olotti Dogs won not last season, but the season before. So they walked away with $1 million and an amazing career. So if you have some talented dogs or animals that you think should be on America's Got Talent, today is the day to stick around and find
out. That's where they started?
They were big before that.
That's their claim to fame, I guess.
That was their claim to fame. That's where you get $1 million.
Wow.
And now I understand they're booked all the time and doing shows everywhere. So it can really launch a career.
Well, yeah. Plus, they got the, don't they get a Las Vegas show for a year or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
So if you're looking down at your dog right now and you're saying, you know, I've got a really talented dog or a cat or an iguana or a flamingo, whatever, listen today because we may send you to the front of the line for America's Got Talent and the auditions. So
that's what I need. A sugar doggy.
A sugar doggy. That's pretty
that's
funny.
A great
I like
plan.
That. I like
very
that.
Very good.
Joey Villani, what do you got coming up on the show today?
Well, we're going to talk about your dog's skin today and, you know, that dry dog skin that happens in the winter and how to deal with it.
Oh, yes. I noticed that. In fact, that happens to my skin, too. So hopefully whatever you're talking about might work on my skin, too. We all get dry this time of the year.
Yeah, it's all that cold. Heater.
The heaters
the
and then
heater
just
going on. Yeah.
Tammy, what are you working on?
Well, you know, Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
Uh-huh, don't remind me.
And, I'm helping you out here, Hal, so you're not going to get in trouble here. I'm getting you a head start on your Valentine's Day gift, see?
Thank you.
But if you want to give a Valentine's Day to your ex, a Valentine's Day present to your ex,
yes.
Oh, do I have the perfect thing for you?
Ooh.
Oh, it's just dastardly.
Dastardly. I haven't heard that word
yes.
in so long. How about your phone calls right now for Joey Villani or Dr. Debbie? Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Hey, Rossi, how are you doing?
All right, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
So my Patterdale Terrier is 7 years old, going on 7 years old. His name is Chance. And over the past year, he's developed some skin issues. And
okay.
I've taken him to the vet probably 5 or 6 times, pursued courses of steroids and antibiotics and flea treatments. Steroids and antibiotics work. It seems to go away, and then it comes back after the treatment is done.
Okay. So what does the skin look like, or what's the description of what's going on physically with the skin?
Okay, so it started off with some kind of nodules or pus nodules in between the webs of his toes, front and back, and they change up. Then it moved into kind of circle dots on his underbelly.
Okay.
And now his skin is more of a whitish color than the normal pink-looking color on his underbelly, and he's got excessive dandruff.
Okay. And so he's been on steroids and antibiotics, and the skin gets better. Do those lesions on the underbelly, do they tend to go away?
They lessen, but they don't go all the way away. They it appears to be as if it's in the process of being completely healed, and then we stop. And they've extended the treatment before, and now they say the next step is biopsy and some other things, which is quite expensive. So I was wondering mm-hmm. if those are my only options.
Okay. Well, just in general, when we have ongoing skin disease in dogs and cats that we don't get a handle on, and it becomes more of a chronic thing where we're trying one thing, going to another, and it may help, and we're just having this waxing and waning situation, I really do like to back up and identify what we could be doing wrong or not doing so well in these situations. And a lot of times, either we don't have a very accurate diagnosis and we're just kind of trying things off of some suspicions of what might be going on. And in that case, you know, there's definitely opportunities to get more information, more diagnostics to direct us to the right therapy. The other thing that I think happens a lot is that we don't carry the duration of treatment long enough. And that can be hard if we don't know exactly what the cause is. But in general, when I'm using antibiotics for chronic skin disease, especially if there's infection component, I use for at least 3 weeks. And it's not unheard of to do much longer than that. But we do base that off of some kind of fact-finding first. So, you know, I do pretty much in these kind of situations, if you were to walk into my office with your dog right now, I would look at him and I'd say, okay, we need to get some skin sampling. The more information, the better. We check for mites. And we do an impression smear, looking to see what kind of surface cells might be there. Is there bacteria? Is there yeast? We start with that. In some cases, we might look at hormonal testing, whether there might be a thyroid problem, Cushing's disease, things like that, which can actually affect the skin. So that might be more based with blood work. A lot of times when I get through a point, oh, and then culturing, especially if we're going to be looking at those little pustules in between the feet there.
Right.
Because I've had some situations where we have to be on long-term antibiotics for 6-8 weeks and even longer. So that's where culturing can be very, very important. So we make sure we're picking the right antibiotic. And sometimes we can try to pick a cheaper one if we can based on culture results. If all of that has kind of already been done and where you're at, then I would definitely make sure that we are addressing food allergies with a hypoallergenic diet. And that would be following your vet's direction on that, not just, you know, going to the store and saying, here, you know, here's one that's got, you know, sweet potato and venison. Because a prescription food allergy diet can actually be very, very helpful for a lot of these dogs. So I don't know where you're at with your diagnostics with things, but you did mention skin biopsy, and that if you've kind of already been through some and most of those.
That's the next step that they suggested. I did give him a medicated bath with some soap that I bought from them, and last night it seems that his belly started turning pink again, and now it's going back towards the white. And they suggested the biopsy of the toes, but said it may be difficult because of healing process in the toes, and he's constantly licking them. And it's also very expensive, and I've spent probably $1,000 already on vet trips.
Yeah. So, and this is where, unfortunately, as much as, you know, we would want as veterinarians to say, okay, I've got the magic thing, we're going to pull off the shelf and it's going to work. In situations such as yours, that's going to be less and less likely because we've already proven that that approach may not be helpful. So if there's other areas on his body that are have lesions that are easier to access, sometimes that can be done with just a local anesthetic without having to do a full general anesthesia. In between the toes, it's tough because usually we have to have a pet asleep for that because it's just a little too touchy, hard area to work on in an awake pet. But that may be a direction that, that really you'd need to look at doing. And there are some conditions, some interdigital furunculosis in particular, that can be very chronic, frustrating. And basically what happens is the hair follicle ruptures under the skin, and it actually acts like a foreign object in the dog's toes. So the dog has ongoing draining tracts in between their toes, which may improve temporarily with antibiotics. But they'll eventually, it'll relapse and come back once they're off the antibiotic. And for those pets, those are some of them, I've had them on months of antibiotics, and they may need repeated surgeries to actually either remove the tract or to explore those areas and make sure there's, you know, not anything in there. But I do think, as painful as it may be, some further diagnostics sound like a direction that's going to be most prudent for you.
Okay.
And then the other thing, you know, if you're not already considering this, is if you have a veterinary dermatologist in your area, a consultation with them may be in line as well.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Absolutely. Believe it or not, there are specialists all throughout veterinary medicine, from cardiology, you know, orthopedic surgeons, and anesthesiologists, you just name it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call and the follow-up.
Thanks, Rossi. Right. Let's take some more calls. Toll free 1-866-405-8405 for Dr. Debbie right now. And now it is Lucy's turn. Hey, Lucy, how are you doing?
This is Lucy. How are you doing today, sir?
Very. Well, please don't call me sir. That's my daddy. Where are you calling from, Lucy?
Texas.
Texas? Do they make everything?
Austin, Texas.
I love Austin, Texas. Beautiful place you've got there. Now you got me talking in a southern drawl. What's with that?
I don't know.
What's going on with your animals? I got groomer Joey Villani here and Dr. Debbie here for you.
Okay, I have a question for the doctor. He's a poodle and port schnauzer, and he's got like a lump on his stomach. What would cause that?
Okay. Tell me where it's located on his stomach. Is it on his kind of his chest area, on his underbelly?
Yes, ma'am. It's on his chest area.
So where the lump is the hair still growing normally, like in the area around it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It sure is.
Okay. And how does it feel if you kind of squeeze it, you know, like squeezing the Charmin? What does it feel like?
It's kind of soft. You know, okay. It's not really soft.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how big is it? Would you say like a quarter sized, a dime?
I'd say it's a quarter size, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, in that location, there's certainly a wide variety of different things that can pop up. But one of the more common types of tumors is actually going to be a fatty tumor, or what we'd call a lipoma. And they tend to be tumors that, you know, just kind of crop up usually on the lower half of a dog's chest or abdomen. And the kind of the easiest way to check for that is to have your vet do a needle sampling of that, where they just stick a syringe and needle in there, collect some cells, and you know, send some slides out to look at that. And if it just comes back looking like fat cells, then the chances are it's probably a fatty tumor. Occasionally,
we don't act like it bothers him or anything. You know, I just sit there and touch it, and it don't bother him. He hasn't squeaked or nothing, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? The interesting thing is with most actual tumors, and we use tumors as a word to describe lumps. So a lump is a tumor because it's abnormal. So whether it's a bad kind of cancer or something, say, maybe like a benign cyst, it's very rare that a dog is going to complain if you squeeze it or touch it. So I never really use that criteria when I'm worried about trying to decide if a dog has cancer. It just doesn't help us. What it can help us determine is sometimes abscesses or infections. If you squeeze an area that's got that going on, you know, a pet may react. So I would say, you know, doesn't help us a whole lot. It's good that he's not painful, but it doesn't knock anything off my diagnostic list.
Not so long ago, that was 10 years old, that died with cancer. So that's why I was worried about this one.
Yeah, and that's where I think taking that needle biopsy is really, it's a fairly inexpensive test that can be done without any anesthesia, doesn't have to, you know, be a major commitment, and you do, but it can give you and your veterinarian some better information on where this is going to go and what kind of thing you might need to do, because not every fatty tumor needs to be messed with. Some dogs, especially Labradors, are a breed, as well as Doberman Pinschers. We see tons of fatty tumors on these dogs as they get older, and you know, there's a point where it's just not always realistic to remove them. But I do think that would be, you know, one of the best things that you can do to feel better about the situation. And if it is a fatty tumor, you know, some folks will just say, let's watch and wait. Yeah, and that's my hope. That'd be what I'd hope your baby has there.
So, in other words, you're saying to take him into the vet and have it checked out then?
Just to be on the safe side, because there can be some other types of actual cancer, some bad things that come up in that area. But, you know, and it's hard. I can't see your dog's lump and feel it myself. I'm kind of going off what you're saying, but that would be what I would hope and what the odds are in that location there.
Right. And my other question is, he's kind of picky on eating his food.
Uh-huh.
He won't eat the hard food. He eats the canned soft food. Is that okay to give him the canned food?
Well, it depends. Now, has he always been that way, or is that something that's just come with time that he prefers the canned food?
He just started there.
If that's a new eating trend for him, then I would definitely say when you have him there to get that lump looked at, have the vet look at his mouth. Because changing from a strategy of eating dry food or a dog that likes to chew a lot to not doing that all of a sudden.
The doctor says his teeth look great for his age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's
what. I didn't know if that was something normal that dogs do, or, you know.
Well, it can be something like something as simple as dental problems. Sometimes it can be other things medically that could be going on that can affect their appetite. And when a pet has poor appetite, sometimes they'll turn away the dry foods or things that take a little more crunching and may eat a canned food or even kind of a liquefied food. And they'll get that first.
The day before yesterday, my mom and I went to the store and got him some of this bonafide food. And he ate it there that one day, and now we just don't want it. You know, okay. And I'm just like worried, you know, is there something going on with him? Or is he just being stubborn, you know?
Well, like I said, Lucy, I think we have a couple things I would definitely say would be well worth getting that checked out. And, you know, appetite changes. You know, if this is not a normal thing that your dog has done throughout its lifetime, to me, I take that seriously. And that is a symptom until proven otherwise. So I would definitely, you know, get that peace of mind. And hopefully it is nothing serious and you've just got a picky boy.
I appreciate your time and help.
Thank you so much, Lucy, for your call. Calling from Austin, Texas today. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. We're just around the corner from talking to the casting director of America's Got Talent, and we're going to send five animal acts. Hopefully you're listening now and you're saying, I want to train my animal to do something so that you could be on America's Got Talent. Pick up the $1 million. We're going to send five acts to the front of the line for the auditions coming up in your city in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Get to Lumber Liquidator's spring flooring kickoff sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18-month special financing for deals on over 400 floors. Get to the spring flooring kickoff sale. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
You know Canine Caviar for their great human-grade ingredients in your dog's food. We now continue that tradition and excellent pet nutrition with 7 single-serving cat food trays. We love our cats and dogs, and that's why we're featuring all human-grade tuna, salmon, and chicken proteins with other hand-chosen ingredients to promote proper nutrition. They're in environmentally friendly, recyclable, BPA-free plastic trays. Look for Canine and Feline Caviar products at your local pet supply store or online. For more information, call 800-392-7888.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
This is Fred Willard on Animal Radio. Remember to spay and neuter your animals. I've had it done to me. It's not that rough.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at AnimalRadio.com. Log on, learn more.
Radio, celebrating our connection with our pets, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405, and we'll head back to the phones in just a couple of minutes here. Next hour, we're going to be talking to the casting director from NBC's AGT. We've hooked up with America's Got Talent, and we're going to send 5 listeners that have talented animals to the front of the line for auditions for America's Got Talent.
Wow.
Cool.
And that's going to start in Tacoma, Boise, Las Vegas, and in Los Angeles by the 15th of this month.
Yep, and no matter what city you're in, we can send you to the front of the line.
That's on the way in just a couple of
minutes. Judy, you had to pull that one off.
Oh, yeah. My connections.
That's a big deal.
There you go. That's pretty cool.
You might remember the Ilotti Dogs. They they won two seasons ago.
Yeah, I think
picked
it's
up $1 million. Yeah. So we know there's some very cool animal acts.
Talented animals.
Out there. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
How are you doing? Good. Where are you calling from today?
Down in California.
Ooh. I have Dr. Debbie right here. I understand you need to talk to her.
Yeah, I was...
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. What kind of critters do you have?
We have a pug. She's 2 years old, and she just had puppies 8 weeks ago.
Aw, how wonderful.
I was just wondering, we noticed that she started getting spots all over her. There are black spots on her... She's a fawn, and she has black spots on her coat. Wondering if that was from her pregnancy.
Is the dark spots that you're seeing, is she also losing hair in those areas?
Oh, no, no.
She's just turning dark. Like, her hair coat itself is turning dark, or her skin?
Yeah, kind of like, she just looks like a leopard spots, you know? I mean, they're just weird.
Okay. Well, we do know that female dogs, when they give birth, many of them have some very unusual hair coat changes, and... You know, about 4 weeks, even 8 weeks after they give birth, a lot of them will actually lose almost all of their hair. So there can be a real turnover and a change in the hair follicle cycle. So sometimes that can be where we'll see some pigment changes as well. I'm not certain that's what you're seeing, but I would be watchful for, you know, if the hair is falling out, if there's more color change that you're noticing. That's usually a temporary thing, and once they've weaned the puppy, their hair coat does restore to its normal luster and its previous density, and hopefully be back to normal once those babies are off in their happy homes. How many babies you got?
Six.
Six?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, wonderful. And is she being a good mom taking care of those guys?
She's a really good mom. Yes, she is.
Well, hopefully that's, like I said, all you're dealing with there, and make sure you get those babies into the vet. 6 weeks is when the first puppy shots we want to be talking about doing, as well as regular deworming. So
already done. Best.
All right, fabulous. Well, best wishes to you, and take care of those babes.
All right, thank you very much.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, I'm Junior, Director of Marketing for Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for us dogs. I have the best job in the world, sniffing out hotels and destinations where they roll out the red carpet for canines and humans alike. To find out where I've been lately and to learn how you can travel like me, pick up a copy of Fido Friendly magazine at your local bookstore or subscribe online at FidoFriendly.com to find out what all the barking's about.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.